In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Because we are going to be busy dishing it out. That's what we do here on the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour, as well as our Monday through Friday drive time prime time show. But it is Sunday evening, one of those classic hot, long, hot afternoon summer days here in Central Florida, where you just can't beat the heat if you're outside at all. So I hope you're inside listening to us, or wherever you are, I hope you are enjoying yourself. All right. We are here for 3 hours live, and then you got Armed American Radio coming up after that. So you've had an afternoon of live baseball. Big win for the Rays. Congratulations to them. Walk-off home run and all that good stuff. That's always a great way to end a game. And now you got us. And the number, if you want to be a part of the show, since we are indeed live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and 1520 WBZW. The phone number is 407-774-8255. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge.
How you doing?
And one Aubrey Kahn is on the way. And I understand I-4 is at a standstill. For some reason, traffic did seem to be thick this afternoon on a hot day. So if you ain't got to go out, maybe you shouldn't. All right, so in the meantime, we got a full show lined up for you today. And don't forget, in the last hour of the show, we bring on the Divas. And, of course, that would be Sunny, our California gorgeous lady of wrestling, Patricia Summerlin from California. And from the studio right here, Kathy Santomassino, who also, by the way, keeps up with our Facebook page every day. And you need to check it out there and like us there if you do. And that's American Adversaries on Facebook. Okay. First of all, want to wish my brother, Roger, a very, very happy birthday. That's right, the big man. He's my big brother, and he's always been a great inspiration to me. And there you go. Thank you, Jeff. Yeehaw. So, once again, happy birthday there, big brother. And you want to talk about the smart one in the family, he's the smart one in the family. All right, so how do I know that? Well, he's too smart to be doing this. Just kidding. All right, so anyway, we wish, once again, my brother a big happy birthday. And also, today, of course, is the 72nd anniversary of the dropping of the first atomic weapon on Hiroshima, and they, of course, commemorate that every year over there with a special ceremony, and it is still a controversial topic. A lot of people think it was a cruel thing to do, it was the wrong thing to do, it was immoral to do, is what Oppenheimer feared would happen. And but then, of course, there's the counter argument that that's what led to the end of World War II. When I say led to, there were other circumstances that were happening as well. Of course, then there was the second bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki, and there were also the Russians amassing for an invasion of Japan. So there was a number of things that changed their tune. However, having said that, the military leaders over there did not want to even end the war with that. It took the emperor to step in, and they wanted to even then commit a coup against him. So there were the diehards in that culture who were going to die hard. And that's one of the main reasons why we did drop the nuclear weapons, is that to invade Japan would have been a bloodbath for everybody. It would have been bad for the invading forces, and it would have been bad for the population. So it was, at the end of the day, the more humane thing to do. And in terms of the number of dead and injured, there were more people killed in incendiary bombs being dropped on Tokyo than there were at either one of those singular locations. So war is a cruel thing, and there were people who were determined to end it at pretty much all costs, and it did get ended. And many lives were saved by the dropping of those weapons and the other efforts that were taken to end that war. And so it's a lesson for us going forward that if you're not willing to do what it takes to bring about victory, you should be very cautious about stepping into a war situation. And that brings us to Afghanistan, the longest war we've ever been in ever since 2001, 16 years plus now. And it has been a war that we could have won, that we had won, that we gave up the victory, at least in part, and now we're struggling to regain what we gave up. And even then, we weren't at the finish line. We had just barely started the run. And what I mean by that is they had a long way to go to build a civilization over there which incorporated all the tribes into a nation. And we had defeated the worst of the enemies, but there were still those there who did not want an Afghanistan that we had envisioned. So it was not a mistake to go into Afghanistan, but I do think that it was a mistake in how we conducted that war. We, in essence, conducted that war out of our pocketbook. And what I mean by that is that we hired locals to do most of the early fighting for us. The CIA had a bigger presence in the early stages of that war than the military did. And what they were doing is they were going in literally with suitcases full of cash dollars in C notes, mainly $100 bills, and buying the tribes and loyalties and giving them the money and resources that they would need to buy weapons. And it's that old saying, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. And perhaps what we should have done was amassed a bigger military force there before we really engaged the enemy. But that's backseat driving, Monday morning quarterbacking, and woulda, shouldas, and couldas, about as worthless as they can be. All right, and talking about somebody who is not worthless, about as valuable as he can be, it'd be the firm foundation of the American Adversaries One, Aubrey Kahn, who has come now.
You just walking that bounding, one backwards.
Bounding into the studios.
To you. Good evening, everyone. Tell me, what is wrong with our road system? You leave Kissimmee at 3, and it takes to 5:15 to get here?
That is... That is criminal. It has to take you that long.
Can we put a bomb on I-4?
It is a mess.
Oh, man.
But the traffic just seemed to be thick out there anyways today. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's that tax-free weekend, you know?
Well, it's not that traffic was so... I think it came to a stop, you know, it came to a standstill. People took out their picnic tables and I-4 and had lunch.
You might as well just do that.
On it.
All right. I've always wondered, what do you do when you get caught, like, you know, these people that get caught up north in these traffic jams that last 6, 8, 10 hours? What do you do when nature comes a-calling, right? Gives a whole new meaning. Gives a whole new meaning to the words "be prepared." Right? Okay. So Aubrey's now with us. So anyway, 72nd anniversary. Okay. All right. So the extended session to Congress is no longer extended. It was it ended early.
With a non-repeal.
Shall we say it ended prematurely? The Senate was snuck out of town the other day, and mostly on Thursday. The rest of them yesterday or Friday, and they did pass through. I think it was about 55 or 60 of President Trump's nominees for key positions in government, which had been just lingering out there
forever. But right. That's typical.
Well, yep. We did something, so now we're going away on our recess.
Yep. Of course, it now appears that any serious attempt at so-called repeal, replace of the health care actually may very well be over. They may have kicked that aside and be now aiming for something that Patty Murray and Lamar Alexander are putting together, which is basically, as I predicted the other day, to throw a bunch of more money into the pool to bail out the insurance companies. And now what they will do is they will get this. They will eliminate the medical devices tax.
Whoopee.
Which is okay.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, but I think
it ain't much.
I think what needs to happen is Trump needs to carry out his threat and cancel the 73% subsidies for all of Congress and their staffers.
That should have already been done. Right. I don't know why it hasn't been done yet.
And then force them to stay on that plan.
Yeah.
The platinum plan.
Force zero deductibles,
zero copays.
In other words, force them to take the same pain the rest of us have to take, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. And it's only fair. And it's only the commonsensical thing to do.
And you can't opt out and change your plan midway. You have to wait until renewal.
Yep. There you go. All right. Well, anyway, the extended session is kaput. They won't be back until after Labor Day, and then they'll have all of 12 work days, as they have it scheduled now, to raise the debt ceiling or deal with that, to put together a budget to fend off a government shutdown, and to do whatever else that they bragged about all these years that they were going to do. 12
Which is
days.
Nothing.
12 days. All right. All right. In the meantime, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up the conversation. 407-774-8255 is the number, and we will be here live until 8 o'clock. I hope you can spend as much time, much of that time with us as possible. We got a lot to talk about.
It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control if you can take it. All about you.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under? Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
There you go. Welcome back to the show, folks. Yeah, a little ode there, maybe for Kim Jong-un, right?
Was it made in America?
He likes American girls.
Yes, he does.
All right, that
and
is
American all, boys.
All right, I'm Aubrey Kahn. That's Aubrey Kahn. I'm Christopher Hart. Thank you for being with us here tonight. We'll get to the sanctions here in just a minute. By the way, we were just watching a little Fox here during the break. Evidently, a full transcript of the conversation between this reporter Lizzie and Anthony Scaramucci that led to his firing, the profanity laced. It turns out that it was, of course, mischaracterized. Now, the words, they have not changed. The words are the same. But when you look at the whole transcript, what you see is not so much a confrontational phone call as, I don't want to say kidding around or horsing around, but there was
casual conversation.
Yeah, casual conversation laced with profanity. All right, between a couple
of... Well, this is New York we're talking about. Profanity is part of casual conversation.
But it sounded more like a friendly conversation than a confrontational one. Okay? And where the reporter was sort of admitting to some of Scaramucci's points. So, once again, mischaracterizations going on all over the place. And this is what the media has been trying to do, and the liberals and the Democratic Party, although I must say to a lesser extent, the media is the one who's driving all of this. For instance... Today, the White House, actually last night, I guess it was announced that the UN passed some pretty tough sanctions against North Korea. When I say the UN, I mean the Security Council, the 15-member Security Council, which means all five of the permanent members voted for the sanctions. And two of them are Russia and China. Either one of them, if they vetoed this or even abstained, that which they normally do, which they have done in the past, they have either vetoed or abstained from these type sanctions, which is why they haven't been imposed before now. So the difference is this time they did not. They voted for the sanctions. They had to take a proactive position, which they've not done in the past. Is it significant? Yeah. How significant is it? Don't know yet. It may mean, however, that they both realize that the United States is not prepared to accept a nuclear-armed North Korea, and that it would be in their best interests to see that that doesn't come to push, to shove, to blows.
But China has increased the amount of trade it has with North Korea over the last few months.
Yep.
It's done that for a reason.
It may be...
We asked them to put the brakes on...
Right.
On Pretty Boy. What happened? Nothing.
Well,
these sanctions of the UN, you think China's going to adhere to them?
Let me tell you a little story about when I was back in college.
Oh, boy, 1837.
I was a major in philosophy. One of my philosophy classes was philosophy of aesthetics. You know what aesthetics?
Yes. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. That was one of the textbooks. It was philosophy of creativity was the name of the class.
Oh, we're changing it. Okay.
And it was taught by Dr. Levinson. who was had a radio show a long time with his wife Kate for a long time on WDBO, and then it was on UCF for a long time, called Harriet and Kate's Diner.
Okay.
All right. He was Harriet. She was Kate.
I would hope.
And Dr. Levinson was your, how should I say, if you were to have in your mind a caricature or a preconception of a philosopher, he might be it.
Okay.
The kind of guy, if you asked him a question, he would stand there, there'd be a long pause, and he might rub his chin. He smoked these big old Sherlock Holmes-type pipes, so he might sit there and suck on a dry one for a while and then give you an answer that you don't know what the heck he said. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So one day we're in there, philosophy of creativity, and he goes, when there's a certain type of flower arranging they do in Japan or somewhere
yes,
over there, okay?
Yeah, the three-step thing, the middle and lower.
Okay.
I'm familiar.
All right. Well, anyway, he says, when they do that, what are they thinking when they do it? And so I shoot my hand up and I say, okay, Chris, what are they thinking? They're running through their mind the various possibilities, the various combinations. And he goes, that's a very good answer for somebody from the West. But we're talking about people from the East, and they do not think like we do. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to them, what we see as helping North Korea may be, in their mind, a way to soften him up and butter him up, bribe him or whatever. We don't think like they do.
No, we don't.
Okay, so we can't use our form of reasoning and logic to try to understand how they're dealing with this. You see, they're looking at this as though he's a problem, okay? But is it a bigger problem to deal with him or not, to get rid of him or not? They have to weigh all of these things, and they don't want to alienate him or his population or people in their own population who favor him, but they do want him to, say, maybe modify his behavior. So, does it make more sense to them to punish him or to maybe make life a little bit easier for him and say, look, okay, we can make things a whole lot more easier for you than even this if you just back off a little bit. Now, I don't know. I'm just saying that we don't look at the world in the same way that they do. And that at least I think what we're seeing is movement. Okay? You have to admit, we're seeing things different happen. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that something is clicking in their mind. And that would be, I would think, in this case, one of two things. Either, okay, we're going to ramp up for a war with the United States. Okay? We're going to stock them up down there in North Korea with all these provisions and ammunition and everything that they need for a war with the United States. And we're going to back them up, and we're going to have us what's probably going to be officially World War III. Okay? That's one option. The other option is, we got a pretty good thing going here, and even though we don't like the United States, they're an adversary to us, we don't want to mess this up yet. Okay? That's basically their two options. So, which do you think is the more likely one that they would take? Now, to me, I would choose the second option. Now, after having just said that they don't think the way we do, but the bottom line is, they do have a pretty good thing going. And it would, a war over there would be the last thing that they want. Because not only could they very well possibly lose, but they would certainly have a bunch of refugees and casualties and all kinds of horrors along that southern border there. So there's a whole lot of reasons why they don't want a war down there with the United States and South Korea. Nobody really does except maybe Kim. And so they are going to approach this problem in their fashion, and we'll just have to see if they get the right results. And if they don't, well, then they'll get the other option. Because the bottom line is, this government seems to be dead set on not having that guy be able to lob nuclear weapons over to the continental United States.
I want to put out a call quickly. Chris's big brother, are you listening? Please call and straighten him out.
What else can we do? I mean, at this point, what else is there to do?
Well,
right?
I honestly do not think China gives a rat's rear end.
That's where I think you're wrong. Now, have presidents allowed them to get away with it in the past? Yes.
Exactly.
Is this guy
Obama
going to?
Obama has laid down
surrendered. This is okay. The difference. He's not there anymore.
Correct. And so they are pushing the boundaries with this new president.
No, I think what they're doing is taking him seriously in the sense that maybe he actually would do it. He's just nuts enough that he might. And you see, that's enough to make him move. In the right direction. We'll see.
I hope you're right.
We'll be right back. I know that.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Brazil is criticizing the removal of Venezuela's chief prosecutor by a newly installed constitutional assembly with nearly unlimited authority to govern. The Brazilian Foreign Ministry calls Luisa Ortega Diaz's ouster arbitrary and illegal. President Michel Temer says that the ongoing political crisis in neighboring Venezuela is worrying, and his country is on the side of the Venezuelan people. Israel says it plans to ban Qatar's flagship Al Jazeera news network from operating in the country. It is joining regional Arab states that shut down the broadcaster amid allegations that it incites to violence. Communications Minister Ayub Kara says that he plans to revoke the press credentials of Al-Qaeda, or I should say Al Jazeera, journalist. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. And for a limited time, receive up to 70% off during Relax and Comfort's Comfort Air clearance sale going on now. But hurry, when they're gone for good. Relaxandcomfort.com, 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for being with us for our three-hour Sunday evening classic tour. Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart, 407-774-8255 is the number, as we were just talking going into the break there. And I understand your skepticism and your frustration, and certainly having a Security Council, you know, impose sanctions isn't a huge step, but it is a step.
You know, the Oriental people have a very different philosophy.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
And they have no problems pulling the wool over someone else's eyes for their own personal gain.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm saying is I don't think in this instance that they see in this gain. There's no gain here. There's only the prospect for loss. You follow what I'm saying?
They don't mind taking a loss if it punishes someone that they're against.
Yeah, but
and the thing is, right now, the way Trump is talking, he's bringing jobs back here.
Yeah.
He's lowering the cost of gas. You know, he's lowering, he's going to be putting import duties on goods from other countries.
Maybe.
They're all looking at losing out.
Yeah, but
and so they want to punish him.
Here's the problem. They're not ready yet.
You Who's see, they?
The Chinese, okay? They're not ready. They have a long-term plan to build up their military, eventually probably to do what you're talking about, but they're not there yet. And what we're doing is we're pushing them. And they can't, they would not be able to defeat us. And what you're talking about ultimately is an all-out, toe-to-toe, knuckle-to-knuckle war. And they're not ready for that yet. You see? Yet is the big key word here. So what they need to do is they need to buy time. Okay? This is, if I'm in Pyongyang, this is the way I'm thinking it. Okay? All right, we, at some point, nuclear Korea, yes. Now, no. Because we're not ready yet. We got one aircraft carrier. We got advanced weapon systems, but not enough. Give us a decade, then we'll be ready. And they can wait. You know, their concept of time is much like that of the Middle Easterners, of the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that it doesn't exist. It is a construct of human understanding, a way of categorizing our lives. But time doesn't exist. It is not a dimension that you can go to, that you can visit the future or the past. It doesn't exist. There is only now. That's what relativism and Einstein's theory of relativity is all about. That time is relative. That's why he says it slows down when you speed up. What he's saying is time is relative. So if it is relative, that means it is dependent on other things and as such does not exist in and of itself.
If you can get North Korea to take America's eyes off you, to distract you, to have a small war there,
well, here's
to
the,
bring condemnation from the rest of the world against America,
here's the,
and
here's,
allow you to do things underhand and behind your back.
Here's the flaw in that logic. Is this directing attention away from China or directing attention onto China? You see, here's the problem. It's not doing what you're saying. The Korean problem is bringing all kinds of attention to China. And that's why they acquiesced in this UN vote. You see, they don't want to be seen as part of the problem. This is the the genius of Trump and the feeble genius of prior presidents, where they saw the same thing. They just couldn't make it connect. And that is that you connect China with North Korea. You make them a part of the problem. And that is not what China wants to be seen as. They would rather be seen as neutral or the solution, you see?
Which is why they've agreed to the sanctions. It's sleight of hand.
Well, it might be sleight of hand, but the ultimate, there is no, it's like I said, you know, they have to at least think the possibility is that Trump is wild enough to pull the trigger on military action. Mm-hmm. And that is the last thing that they want. I guarantee you, because they know they're not ready yet, and they would, and this would set them back. And by the way, I got this from Nostradamus. He said, "Didn't communist leaders call another Republican president a cowboy who might be crazy enough not to be bluffing?" Of course, that would be our man Ronald Reagan. There, you see,
right?
And see that's the difference in the equation here, and. This is not a huge step, baby step maybe, but why would they have gone along with these sanctions when they never did before if something didn't change in the way they're thinking about this? You see, and you said they're sending food. They're using the carrot and the stick approach. They're saying, "Look, listen to us. Back off for a while, okay? Just a while." Leave this alone for a while. We'll take good care of you in the meantime. Don't worry. We got you covered. You're not going anywhere. Okay? You're safe. You can sleep at night. We're going to make sure they don't come and get you. We're going to make sure your population is fed. Everything's going to be good. Just take it easy. Otherwise, there's the other. And you don't want that, do you? You see, this is what I can see possibly might be going on there. Let's see what David thinks. David, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being out there.
What I would do, which might not make any sense, but I would help Japan build up their navy and give them, if possibly even give them some nukes, which would make North Korea start thinking about it, and also make Russia and China think too, because they're very close to North Korea.
Yeah.
And we need to build up our navy. It's like a bully in the playground. He's going to pick on the weak. He's not going to pick on the strong. The stronger you get, the more they're going to back off, and we need to spend money more on the weapons now and the resources now than wait until there's a war going on and try to catch up.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and that's part of Trump's thinking, both on the domestic side and on Japan, because you remember during the campaign, he said maybe, you know, if North Korea is going to have their nuclear weapons, maybe Japan should have theirs, maybe even South Korea. You know, he's creating
it. On that.
You're right. But he's also creating that doubt in their minds that things are going to be the same anymore. You see, that now there's a whole new guy in town, and he's threatening to do things that we didn't have to worry about before.
Oh, no, that's going to make them nervous. You're right about that.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you're right about Japan, and they are building up their military quietly.
We need to help them.
Yeah, and
too.
Right, and we used to, I don't think it's too much of a secret anymore, but we used to have nuclear weapons over there. They were ours. They were under our control, but they were in Japan. What's that?
It's actually an opportunity for us because Russia and China are extremely close, and we're going to have more nukes aimed at Russia and China both than we had before.
Well, that certainly could be the possibility, and that's how you get them to act in our favor, as you put pressure on them. But
you're doing a good job. I like listening to your show, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, David. I appreciate you being out there. Have you ever been to Cafe Positano? You hear us talking about it a lot.
Yeah, I'd love to go, but I don't get out much anymore, really. Well, maybe one day I'll get my daughter and I will head over there.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to stay on the line and give Jeff your information, I'll send you a gift certificate, and it's good to the end of the year, so at any time you can use it, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate you, David. Thanks for being out there.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, if Trump had that much influence, why has he not got China to stop their building of islands in the China Sea?
Because it's like I just said. It's not that they don't necessarily have the designs that you are talking about, the desires, the goals, the objectives. Okay? They're just not ready yet. The key word is yet, which means they're going to continue to do those things, right? And so what we have to do is do what we can to continue to counter them without necessarily coming to blows. And that gets back to what David just said. You build up the military in Japan. You build up the military in that part of the world to counter that threat. And you build up our Navy to counter that threat. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
And that's just the way the world is. You know, it's because the world is full of human beings. Doggone them. And in the meantime, perhaps along the way, as the decades of this goes on, we find more common ground. Perhaps. We hope. But in the meantime, the best way to preserve the peace is to prepare for war. And
always.
that's what David was talking about.
Always.
Right? So, you know, it's the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Peace through strength.
That's it. Okay. Speaking of military buildup and things, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this Marine Osprey crash over there in the Pacific Ocean in training exercises off Australia. 26 Marines went in to drink, 23 were pulled out, the other three have not been found, and they've called off the search for them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's tragedy. Could have been far worse, though, but it could have been maybe avoidable. We'll talk about perhaps how it might have been avoidable when we come back with more of the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook if you do that sort of thing. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter if you do that sort of thing, at Chris Hart Radio. And you can check out our website if you do that sort of thing at AmericanAdversaries.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate, and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
We're here and we are live, and we'll be here until 8 o'clock, at which time you have Mark Walters and Armed American Radio come on. I love listening to those guys on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Great job. Great show. And, okay, thanks for being with us. That is Aubrey Kahn. 407-774-8255 is the number. You know, Aubrey Kahn's one of the hardest working men in town. He came here from South Africa.
He actually came here from Poinciana this evening.
Like I said, he came here from a foreign country. No fun, just having fun with you folks down there. But anyway, he is he's the kind of guy who came to this country the right way, worked hard, never, ever on welfare, supported his family, put three lovely daughters through college, brilliant daughters, too, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
And after homeschooling them and did everything the right way. And then, of course, we still have this nonsense going on about immigration. Now, the president did come out with the RAISE idea the other day.
The RAISE Act,
What did you think about that?
Well, to me, that's going back to pretty much what it was when I came here.
And when was that? What year was that?
Well, we came here permanently in 1993.
93. Okay, so it wasn't all that long ago.
It was not all that long ago, but this country is the land of milk and honey.
It really is.
I mean, think about it, Chris. Where can you go and in 24 years build up enough money that you can retire?
I couldn't tell you.
There's no place like the United States of America.
Where anybody can do that, literally.
It all depends on what you want to do, what you're prepared to do, and how much you're prepared to put up with.
That's right. Exactly. And by the way, Aubrey was working hard today. And if you need a home inspection, he's the guy to talk to. And if you're worried about the air quality in your house, he can now check the air quality in your house. If you need a home inspection for insurance purposes, he can do that for you. Or, of course, if you're buying or even selling a property, commercial or private, Aubrey's the guy to talk to. His phone number is 321-624-0254. And we had a guy that called our contest the other day that was bragging on you, a fellow by the name of Willie. Does that sound familiar? You got any neighbors or brothers or sisters named Willie that sound like him?
I have a half a dozen Willie clients called Willie.
Okay, well, maybe
one
was
good
one of
people.
Them. Maybe it was one of them. He had a good entry, too.
Well, of course. He listens to me. I'm a hive of useless information.
I guess
telling everyone that.
All right. Okay. So this Osprey. Airplane helicopter, it has the wings that can rotate and tilt.
Right. The vertical takeoff and landing.
Right. And it is made for fast action to get troops in and out of situations very quickly. And it holds, I guess, about 30 guys. It had 26 on this training mission off the coast of Australia when something went wrong and the plane went down. It evidently was not a catastrophic crash because 23 of the 26 on board did survive. Three Marines did not, and they have not recovered their bodies yet, nor have they recovered the Osprey. But, of course, they're going to continue to attempt to do both. But they have called that it is now a recovery, not rescue, type mission.
And our condolences to all the families. And family members.
Right, and they have been notified by the Marine Corps. And once again, this is something that Colonel Danny McKnight talks about on our show on a consistent basis when he's going to be on the show again here in a week or so, and that is that training for to be prepared to do combat is every bit as risky, or pretty much it can be as risky as combat itself. And we see this, and it wasn't long ago, remember, when there was another Marine, I believe it was a helicopter that went down, and not too long before that, there was another Osprey problem, and something else that the Colonel has talked about were these budget cuts to the military,
mm-hmm.
which cut back on the hours that the pilots could fly. They didn't have the right parts and equipment to keep the planes in the air.
Right, they had to go and strip them from old used aircraft to use to repair current.
Right.
And, I mean, that's a disgrace.
And the mechanics and the people who maintain the aircraft, their numbers have been cut back, so the hours that the guys for the guys that are left are dramatically increased. And so the pressure and the stress
and the fatigue and
exactly all comes into play. And that's when things like this can perhaps have been avoidable. We don't know yet. But our military deserves the best, not second best, not scavenging parts from one to another and not working guys 23, 24 hours to prepare an aircraft to fly a mission that's going to have to transport large numbers of personnel and equipment. This is not the way to run a military. And this was in a great deal due to the sequester. When the Republicans bragged about getting the sequester cuts out of Obama, remember what was that, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yep.
It was? That was big deal. But the problem was most of those sequester cuts came out of the military. Real cuts came out of the military.
Right, not reductions in growth.
No.
But real cuts.
Real cuts.
So that they could increase funds elsewhere.
Exactly. Cuts to the bone. And we see that can lead to bad things happening. Once again, don't know if that's what happened in this case, but don't be surprised if it did, if it was the cause of the problem here. So, once again, we give a lot of lip service, and when I say we, I mean all of us. I mean, and so for some of us, it's not lip service. We really mean it, but for others, it is lip service, namely amongst the liberals. They give a lot of lip service to having the finest military and providing them with the best. Well, sometimes we don't. And when we don't, we have ourselves to blame, not them, because they are relying on us, right? You see? We think we're relying on them, and we are, but they are relying on us to give them the tools, the materials, and the training and the leadership that they need to be successful. And all too often, we let them down. So we'll just have to keep an eye on this. Hopefully, the military budget that was passed by the House, which is now sitting on a shelf somewhere,
mm-hmm.
right, sitting on a floor or someone in some aide's office, I guess. But you know, Congress, why they have to go home? Man, they got to take August off.
Yep.
Right now, I know August. It's miserable to be in Washington D.C. in August.
Why? The cars are air conditioned. The offices are air conditioned.
It is.
They're well paid. They have a gym and a hospital right there, all at no expense to them. Please don't tell me how hard they're working or how hard good they are.
No, I wasn't meaning to imply that.
They suffer so much. I feel for them from the heart of my bottom.
I was just going to say that the weather in Washington, D.C. is miserable in August, but so it is too down here, and they should still be sucking it up there and riding around in their air conditioning cars and air-conditioned offices, and doing the nation's business.
You see,
this is just not right.
Well, you see, they've got this problem.
Which is?
we elect them to be our servants. That's why they are called public servants.
Yeah, well.
Not public rulers.
I think that.
And they get to Washington, they get filled with a sense of their own self-importance.
Yep. They get to thinking that we're the servants and that they're the rulers.
Which is why they exempt themselves from the laws they make from us.
Yep.
And then what laws they cannot exempt themselves from, they force us to subsidize them.
How about that?
Don't shout me down when I'm preaching real good.
All right. I can't argue with that. And once again, at some point, though, we have to look at ourselves and say, you know, they have to be sitting there laughing at us going, you know, we do all this to them, and they just keep electing us and putting us back here anyways,
yeah.
Right?
How dumb can we be and still breathe?
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
All right, when we come back, it's time for hour number two of the three-hour Sunday Evening Classic Tour, and I hope you'll be with us. And we'll be talking about the leak investigation and polls you didn't see. All right? Some interesting poll numbers that you're probably not going to see unless you listen to or watch programs like this one right here. Stick around. We're coming back.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
That's right, we're not going to take it anymore, not from the doggone North Koreans. Anyway, welcome back to the show for the second hour of our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour, along with Aubrey Kahn and myself.
And the guava pastries.
And the guava pastries from Publix Delicious. 407-774-8255 is the number. I'm Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. Okay, and just got this, I guess, came across the news wires about Venezuela. There was a military coup?
They crushed the military coup.
A coup, yeah. The military tried to throw Maduro out, and evidently friendly forces were able to thwart the coup.
It was a small rebellion.
Yeah, and it is obviously a nightmare down there. Our prayers go out to people down there seeking freedom from that lunacy. And, of course, that's what Bernie Sanders wants to bring here, right?
Well, yeah, that's why I didn't call in Thursday, because that was going to be one of the, that was his the title of his book.
Yeah.
Bringing Venezuela to the U.S. of A.
Yeah. And so that situation warrants keeping an eye on down there as well. The military is actually keeping an eye on it down there. So that it doesn't spill over into something bigger, which it seems destined to do. So we'll keep an eye on it for you as well. The talking head shows this morning, were mostly about the Mueller investigation. Herr Mueller is hard at work. We now know that and there's the Fox is now doing a report on the Osprey that went down. They have called off the search for the three Marines they could not find. Mueller investigation, it was leaked out that they have now impaneled grand jury Actually, there are two grand juries that have been impaneled, one in Virginia and one in Washington, D.C. It's jurisdictional things is basically what it boils down to. But the bottom line is that Herr Mueller is going forward with his investigation, and there have already been subpoenaing documents from various parties, including some from the White House. They seem to be focusing in on General Flynn. That was one of the big breaking news stories again this weekend, that General Flynn may have been getting money from the Turks. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that came out a long time ago, that there was suspicion or connections that he was being paid money by people in Turkey. That's not a new story.
What's it got to do with collusion with the Russians?
That's a good question. And if you remember, Manafort is one of the other names that's being kicked around. It's mainly Flynn and Manafort, who they say that their most interest seems to be shown so far, other than Trump's personal financial or business financial records. If you remember, when Manafort was the campaign manager for Trump, and he helped him amass enough delegates before they went to the convention, they had amassed enough delegates, and then some things came out about Manafort. Were they about Russia? Because this is all part of the Russia collusion thing, right?
No.
Remember, what was the country that Manafort was said to have had dealings with in the past? There was a country out there.
You know, you don't send me these questions before the show, do you?
See, it works better if I don't. It was Ukraine, remember? Manafort was supposed to have had some dealings with the Ukrainians. Remember? It was not the Russians.
Where the Democrats were colluding.
Where, in fact, indeed, it was the Ukrainians. And, in fact, Manafort had done some work in the past. Mm-hmm. For Ukrainians as a lobbyist or something to that effect, if I remember correctly. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there had been something there, and that was the reason given for his dismissal on those grounds. I think Trump was ready for a new stage in his campaign as much as anything else, but there was that lingering out there, and he didn't want to get bogged down in that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't Russia. It was Ukraine. And we now know that the Ukrainians were trying to help Hillary and defeat President Trump. And so it could have very well have been some Ukrainians that put that information out there, right, in order to hurt Trump and
right.
help Hillary. We knew there was that. We now know that that was going on, the clear collusion there. So the so-called Russia collusion investigation is now investigating collusion with the Turks and the Ukrainians, I guess, right?
If collusion is a crime,
it is not.
Which we know it isn't, but if it was, what sentence would it come with?
That's just it.
There isn't a crime. There isn't a sentence. It's just
this is
stunt to remove Trump from office or to discredit him so that he loses the next election.
Indeed. That in a nutshell, is what it is, which is why they're looking now into his business financial dealings going back as far as 8 years so far.
Well, why don't they go back to his early childhood when he was still in diapers? Because maybe the diapers came from the Russians.
Well, here's the beauty of this type of investigation. It's kind of what we've seen from the Democrats and these committees all along with this Russia collusion investigation. The investigation is going to go on no matter if they do or don't find evidence. Obviously, if they do find evidence, the investigation goes on. But in this perverted way of thinking, if they don't find evidence, that's a reason to keep digging and look further.
Right.
Exactly. So if they don't find anything in his last 8 years, I guarantee you they will go back and look further. Right?
Right.
All right? But they can't go all the way back to there because,
records are missing? I don't think so. They'll go back as far as they have to. They'll go back to his career. to what he was doing when he was at military school.
Well, obviously...
He was colluding with the Russians when he was a student at military school.
Well, bottom line is they are going to give him the proverbial shakedown well, I don't want to say what I was. They're going to give him the investigatory high colonic. All right, you know what a high colonic is, right?
I do. My wife's a massage therapist, also a colonic irrigationist. I sure do.
Okay, that's what they're fixing to give Trump, an investigatory high colonic, okay?
Mm.
And
delicious.
And it's not right. It's not fair. This is not what our justice system is supposed to be about. That you look for a crime, and the fact that you have not found one is reason to look more. That is not the American way. This is not American exceptionalism. This is banana republic BS.
This is that you are guilty until proven innocent.
In essence, it is. This is not. And by the way, they can. It is legal to impanel a grand jury to see that a crime has not been committed. Mm-hmm. All right? That is legal. Is it right morally? Is it right politically? No, it's not.
But again...
And it usurps, in terms of the grand jury, it is usurping what is being done in Congress, right?
If a grand jury is there and to investigate whether a crime has been committed, first you've got to define the word crime.
Well, that's
collusion is not part of the meaning of crime.
Right. Well, that's where we're at, though. And Mueller is hard at work. He says that he wants to wrap it up by sometime next year. I can imagine...
Oh, next year, yeah, that's when there's elections coming, isn't there?
I was going to say, I can imagine that happening right around October, right?
Yeah.
When they come out with a report and or indictments. But the bottom line is that this is not right. It's not the American way. And you've got now Republicans trying to pass bills that the president would have to sign, unless, of course, and I'm sure they probably get some help with the Democrats.
They'll get enough votes to ensure that he cannot veto it.
But it may be unconstitutional nonetheless. What they're trying to do is write laws that would prevent the president from having the checks and balances that the Constitution gave him to deal with a runaway prosecutor.
Right.
You know, I talked about this on one of our drive time shows. I brought in my old Chase and Ducott a constitutional law book, and we went through the court decisions, and the court has made it very clear that checks and balances don't just go one way, you know, toward the president.
Right.
He has his own that he can employ. The veto is one, the power of pardon is another, and the power to fire is another. And you cannot write those away in legislation. You cannot. They are constitutionally granted authorities to the president with the full intent of trying to prevent witch hunts just like this. Because believe it or not, this sort of thing happened back then.
And there's nothing new in politics.
No, exactly. It's like prostitution. It's nothing new except faces, right?
I'm not going there.
It's the same act. I mean, it's just different faces. That's all. And that's why they created this form of government, so we would have protection against this sort of thing. Okay, we got to take a break. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and during this hour, too, we're going to get to some poll numbers you have not seen, but that I do think you will find interesting.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under?
Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
American Dream. He's just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man, working hard for the man. Hey, he's a
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Aubrey Kahn, the American Dream, living the American Dream.
Every moment of every day.
All right, love that tune. All right, this past week was American Dream Week at the White House. We'll see what happens when they come back. By the way, did you see where they're replacing the air conditioning system in the White House there?
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one reason why the president is up in Bedford, New Jersey for the next couple of almost 3 weeks. Yesterday they had everything out of the Oval Office, and I guess they're going to replace the ductwork and everything. I mean, to do it right.
The ductwork's more than 20 years old and needs to be changed.
27 years.
Yeah, Mr. President, I hope you're going with the Lennox system. They're the only company that make a 25 SEER system, and it's worth every penny. I got the 20 SEER.
What's that? What does that mean? Well, 20, what is it? 20 SEER?
SEER, you're right.
How do you spell SEER?
S-E-E-R.
Okay.
You got to think of it as miles per gallon. So the higher the number, the more efficient.
I see.
All right. And right now, Lennox is the only company that makes a 25 SEER. And I got the 20 SEER. I paid a fortune for it, but it dropped my utility bill by over $100 a month.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you got a more powerful unit.
Oh, I've got a smaller unit.
Smaller unit.
But
it's more efficient.
It's variable speed compressor, variable speed air handler. I can set the humidity that I want. And if you have your humidity between 45 and 50%, and you can set your temperature to 78 degrees, you'll think it's 74.
Really?
It's that much cooler. It's wonderful. And it just maintains that temperature. I can be standing next to my compressor outside and whisper, and you'll hear me. It's that quiet.
Really?
Wonderful machinery.
All right. There you heard it from the man who knows.
Ad from Lennox.
That's a man.
I'm expecting a check, please.
This is
America.
I want a cut.
This is America.
That's what I mean. I want a cut, too. All right. That is Aubrey Kahn, 321-624-0254, if you want to give him a call. If you want to give us a call, the number is 407-774-8255. There's some interesting poll numbers out today, over the weekend, actually. And one of them I thought was extremely interesting. Let me make sure thought I had it right here in front of me. Do I have it right here? I do. If I asked you, is the Russian investigation hurting the country? What would you say, Aubrey?
Duh, yes.
How much of the rest of the country you think would agree with you?
30%.
64% of Americans think that the Russian investigation is hurting the country. Hurting the country.
Oh, that's not Congress, is it?
By the way, speaking of Congress's poll numbers,
they're always in the tank. They're probably close to single digit now.
10 to 12%.
Yeah, because they're usually around 15 at the most.
Right.
But you see who else's
everybody hates
numbers?
Congress. Everybody hates Congress but loves their congressperson, right?
Right. Have you seen who else's numbers are falling?
And who?
Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, no, not Manuel. Yes, indeed they are, because he's actually implemented some sort of conservative changes over
that
his constituents weren't too happy about.
Popularity is sinking. Well, guess what? President Trump keeps sinking, but the economy keeps rising, and unemployment keeps dropping.
See, therein is the lie, and not that you're lying, but that the president's popularity is sinking.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
And the president's popularity is not sinking amongst the people who voted for him.
No, the base and business people.
These numbers that show his popularity at 33%, 36%. Are way oversampling Democrat voters in those polls.
Bingo. And you think it's any different in France?
No. But if you look at the Reuters numbers, the Reuters numbers are about 10 points higher.
Right.
Okay, right now the president's polling on Reuters around 42 to 44%. Okay, he has come down a little bit, but he's nowhere near the 33 that these fake news media types are out there hawking those numbers. And does it seem like he would be at 33 if two-thirds of the country just about think that the Russian investigation, the biggest thing being held up against him right now, is hurting the country? The Russian investigation? See, this is where the American public, at least in this instance, shows that it is far more sophisticated and smarter than the elite gives them credit for. Because, see, this is something that I've been talking about on the show here, not to draw any correlation that 64% of the people are listening to me, but that the truth of the matter is that if Russia was trying to undermine our electoral system, they're getting a whole lot of help from our media and the Democrats.
Wow.
And the American public seems to somehow instinctually or intellectually or combination of the two understand that. That if the Russians were trying to undermine our election system, it doesn't make sense to help it along and try to undermine that in order to get Donald Trump. You see? And then there's also this factor, which had not dawned on me, even though coming on 7 years now, we've been doing this show and equating politics to professional wrestling. But on Friday's show, we had Brian Blair.
Yes.
And he talked about how there's like a, I can't forget the right word. He said it wasn't a rule or a thing in wrestling.
An understanding in wrestling that
if a good guy is exacting revenge on a heel, on a bad guy, in other words, he's beating up the bad guy, if he beats up the bad guy too much, he becomes the bad guy.
Right.
You see? And in this equation here, in this instance, the media was trying to, oh, we're looking out for America. And what was all these, oh, we've had massive interference by the Russians in our electoral system. This is a threat to our democracy and all. We're here to protect democracy. So they're presenting themselves up as the good guy. And the Russians and Trump is the bad guy. And yet they keep wailing away on Trump. And there's nothing really there. except some gossip and innuendo and embarrassment, but no real nothing, you know, collusion even. And at That's some weird. Point, the public go, would you just leave the guy alone? You see, that's what begins to happen is, would you just leave the guy alone? And let's talk about the economy. You see, people at some point get annoyed by it. And I think that's what this poll is demonstrating here. And by the way, the Democrats have taken notice of this poll. And some of them are now beginning to say, hey, look, unless we find some real collusion, we need to move on here. So start looking to hear more of that. Not from the media. They're
done with the Russian thing. They're looking at other things. Well,
but they're not going to ever say there was nothing there. They'll just sort of sneak away from it.
Right. Leave it hanging.
Right. Slink away from it, as Kellyanne Conway put it. So here's some other poll numbers for you. Who do you think, if you polled Americans, who do you think they would say cares more about the middle class?
Ivanka. it's the administration. It's beyond obvious.
No, according to the Pew Research poll, it says that the Democrats care more about
the Pew Research poll. Come on,
right?
You didn't mention it was Pew.
And by the way, their sampling is
75% Democrat.
It's
20% independent, 5% Republican.
Right. It's definitely overweighted. But what they are showing is a closing in it. In other words, you're still seeing the same outcome, but the differences are tightening up. Exactly. And when it comes to the economy, the Republicans are still seen as stronger on that. And indeed, when it comes to Congress, it's neck and neck on who you would want to have control Congress next year. And the thinking would be that, of course, the Democrats would be way ahead in that category. And it turns out right now they are not. And in fact, they may be in trouble of losing any advantage that they thought they might have had with all this Russian business. We'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren won't face voters for more than a year, but the broad outlines of the effort to unseat the Massachusetts Democrat are taking shape. Two Republican candidates have announced their candidacies. Two others are said to be weighing runs, and conservative political groups are chipping away at her. As Venezuela's political crisis spins further out of control, many are looking to the military to see if its once unflinching loyalty to the socialist revolution might be fraying. An apparent attack on a military base was put down Sunday. Many wonder, though, if it's a sign of things to come. Israel says it plans to ban Qatar's flagship Al Jazeera news network from operating in the country. It is joining regional Arab states that shut down the broadcaster amid allegations that it incites to violence. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. And for a limited time, receive up to 70% off during Relax and Comfort's Comfort Air clearance sale going on now. But hurry, when they're gone for good. Relaxandcomfort.com, 407-544-3401.
news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, tough guy, ho!
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks so very much for being with us. We're halfway into our Sunday evening three-hour classic tour, and we're live on FM 105.5 AM 660 The Answer, and on Sunday nights on 1520 WBZW2. The Rays wrapped it up pretty early tonight. Got a walk-off home run, and congratulations to them. They got tomorrow night off, and then I believe Boston comes to town for a couple of games.
Tomorrow night's off, so tomorrow night we have the full 2 hours uninterrupted.
Yes.
And then we go back to regular scheduling where they interrupt us and take over. Just not right.
All right. Well, all right. So anyway, congratulations to the Rays. And because we're here and we're live, 407-774-8255 is the number, and Armed American Radio comes up after us at 8 o'clock. The Russia thing, the American public doesn't think much of it. They think that the investigation is harming the country, and I think that they are exactly right. The things that should be getting investigated evidently are not going to be investigated, at least not by this special counsel, although I do believe that given the mandate that he has been given, he could, especially when you consider that the leaks, the rumors are that they are going to be investigating Trump's past business dealings to see if he was in any way given money by the Russians, that in some remote chance they thought someday he might be president of the United States and they could blackmail. I mean, this is just so ridiculous to think that the Russians are putting together dossiers on every American that has ever lived, breathed, or done business anywhere near them, so that on the outside chance, someday they can blackmail them for intelligence or other purposes. I mean, it's too fantastical of a notion. And yet, that is the basis, evidently, for the investigation by the special counsel, Herr Mueller, and his Nazi lieutenants. Oh, did I say that word?
Lieutenants?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that word. The meanwhile, where we clearly have had crimes committed, and that is by, yes, Herr Mueller's good buddy, lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey.
Stop that.
And the Hillary Clinton woman, whom Comey let skate, she has committed crimes. Crimes committed by evidently the DNC and something going on with this Imran Awan and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And all that is tied in with the Russia thing, too, because it was all had to do with the election Russian interference. Well, right?
Wasn't Mueller also part of the collusion?
Well, not necessarily, unless you're going to investigate Hillary Clinton, and then, yes, he was.
But didn't he take a sample of enriched uranium to Russia on behalf of the Clintons, who then sold 20% of our reserves to the Russians?
The collusion wouldn't have applied to that. That is more of a
Russian collusion thing.
Well, in the sense that the logic that they're using to go after Trump's business dealings, I would have to concede that, yeah, you're probably right. So because that was a business dealing between the Clintons and the State Department and the Russians.
And he was a part of it.
He certainly was.
And so why did he not recuse himself? Or why was he not fired in the beginning?
Why aren't others out there screaming the same things?
Good question.
And why is it that
we need all John McCain to come? Yeah,
that all the focus of this is on Trump and Flynn and Manafort. In other words, Trump inner circle.
It's political.
Why, obviously, and it is an attempt by the elite to rid themselves of this scourge called Trump that the lowlifes, meaning the voters, burdened them with,
right.
cursed them with.
But you know what? I think Trump should have Sessions bring up put a special prosecutor in place to investigate Mueller's involvement in the uranium deal.
That's probably not going to happen, but certainly you would hope that it would. When Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller, was asked this morning if other things that the president has been harping on would be part of the investigation, he simply said, if they find evidence then need to go in that direction, they will go.
In other words, we will continue the witch hunt,
but, you know,
no matter what.
Right. You know, Katrina Pearson made a point on Twitter. Actually, she made it on Fox, and it was making its way around Twitter. It's actually a very good point. She said, here all they're talking about the Russians, mainly what they did in order to interfere with the election was to hack into the DNC. Remember? How many times have we heard that the Russians hacked the election, hacked the DNC? And she says, and yet to this day, and she's right, we have yet to see that DNC server. And the FBI.
They won't give it up.
And the FBI has yet to see that DNC server.
They won't give it up.
Why hasn't it been subpoenaed by someone? Why? These are questions that need to be put out there, and someone needs to address them, right?
But isn't this what part of Sessions' job is?
Unfortunately, he has recused himself, and so it falls now to Rod Rosenstein.
All right, so is this not part of Rosenstein's
president
job?
Can direct the Justice Department to look into these things. And he said, maybe it has happened. See, he is actually following the law that James Comey broke. And this is how I know James Comey is a felon. He's a criminal. when he came out on July 5th, 2016, and gave that long spiel about Hillary Clinton and then let her off the hook, didn't matter what the decision he made was. The fact that he came out and said all that was a crime.
Crime, right.
He's not allowed to do that by federal statute. And so Rosenstein was sticking to his, you know, his commitments, his responsibilities as the attorney, acting attorney general. He said, now the president can tweet those things, but that's not an order. But the president can, through more formal channels, instruct us not to investigate a person, but to investigate an alleged crime, which obviously would involve people, right? He also went on to say that they are very actively pursuing leak investigations, all right? And by the way, that leak of the phone conversations that was meant to embarrass the president that came out late this week, that set off a bit of a firestorm because that's a big no-no. Even many Democrats realize that that's crossing the line, and you can't even do that to Trump because, first of all, it reveals to the whole world that, in essence, we don't even trust our own president, whoever he is, that that person is under surveillance, and that that surveillance might be released. And any foreign leader who wants to do business with the president now
is not going to trust him. They cannot talk to him.
It's not that they don't trust him. It's that they don't trust us. Right? And so this was a big no-no. It is, that was a felony as well. Whoever did it violated the Espionage Act, which covers confidential conversations of the president. Doesn't have to be classified, simply confidential. And these were confidential conversations. And there's somebody who knows who did it, other than the person who did do it, or people. And that would be the Washington Post. They need to subpoena the Washington Post and say, we want to know who your source is, or we're going to hold you in contempt.
They are going to use the First Amendment.
Well, and they don't have a First Amendment protection here, which is why reporters can be put in jail if they do not reveal these sources. That's why reporters go to jail. That's why a couple of reporters went to jail under the Obama administration, as well as the Bush administration, W. Bush, because they would not reveal their sources. Mm-hmm. But the First Amendment does not protect them in that case.
Freedom of the press.
They go to jail. You go to jail, and they need to go to jail. Somebody needs to start paying the penalties for this,
or I agree.
It's only going to continue. When we come back, we'll take Mike's phone call and yours as well at 407-774-8255.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out. Chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy.
Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate, and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wish me well. You couldn't tell.
Now, welcome back to the show, folks. No need to cry. We're here. We're live until 8 o'clock. 407-774-8255 is the number. This past Friday, the United States officially pulled out of the Paris Accords. This is something that the president announced our intention to do when he was at the G20 back then. But it has been made official now. Meanwhile, Al Gore has come out with the Inconvenient sequel, which is not getting the same reviews as the Inconvenient Truth did. I mean, how often can you continue to cry wolf, right, and get the same response? But he's claiming that he has seen a resurgence in global warming activism that he's never seen before, thanks to President Trump.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone line and see what Mike has to say about it. Thanks for calling tonight, Mike. Appreciate you being out there.
Thank you. I was reading something online. I think it was from Breitbart, where the Prime Minister of Australia told the weather people that to stop using a formula for reporting the temperatures.
Yes.
And they found out that by not doing that, they were actually the true temperature was actually lower than what they were reporting.
Yeah. Now, don't go away. I want Aubrey to explain what Mike is talking about here. Stay
right
with us, Mike.
We were talking about this during the break, all right? What has happened is they have all these independent stations with monitoring equipment that can measure from minus 200 degrees Celsius to plus 600 degrees Celsius. And they've got them fitted with smart cards. What has been happening is that the smart cards have been programmed that any spurious readings, in other words, out-of-the-ordinary readings that are super cold, get eliminated. But any spurious readings on the hot side are kept, and so that perpetuates the theory of global warming.
In other words, they're oversampling warm temperatures and not balancing it correctly.
They're lying.
And that's what they're doing here. And in fact, yeah, the what's his name? I should know it because the conversations he had with the president were just being hawked. But yeah, the Prime Minister of Aussie
is requesting a full audit. And the Bureau Chief Executive, Mr. Andrew Johnson, told the Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, that investigations have found a number of cold weather stations that were not fit for purpose. Initially, he said that they were fine. And then he came back and said that it's equipment failure.
Right. When in fact they were programmed to do certain things and not do other things. In other words, to misread the information.
Well, about 15 years ago, they were listing the weather reporting stations here in the United States. People were finding out that some of these stations were at the end of runways or within 20 feet of a burn center or something of that nature.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, they were positioning them in places where they would intentionally show
higher than normal temperatures.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Of course, now they've stopped listing those locations because so many people were making complaints about it.
Yeah, and finding out the truth is really not just the complaints, but finding out the truth about it, which is what they really didn't want to have happen. Now, this whole business is a hoax. It is the greatest hoax perpetuated on humanity, if you ask me. But it is something that the left hangs on to. Because it gives them an emotional issue that they can go back to repeatedly. I mean, all you need is a good storm to come along, and there they are at it again, right? Any natural occurring phenomena, they have managed to make it now into this global warming phenomena. And, I mean, in a way, it's the perfect political issue. You take a naturally occurring phenomena, something that's going to happen over and over again that no one has any control over, you demonize it, you blame it on your political opponents, and you've got a ready-made winning issue. But that's why we have to fight it and point things out like what you're doing tonight, Mike. So I appreciate your phone call. And
no problem. You have a great day.
Hey, I'm in a good mood tonight. You want to go to Cafe Positano with a $20 gift certificate?
I would love to.
Yeah, because it's not going to increase global warming. The ovens are on already.
Stay on the line. Give your address, your information to Jeff, please, and I'll get that right out in the mail to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate that. In the meantime, we'll take Roger's phone call. Roger, how you doing this evening?
Good. How's it going, guys?
All right, excellent. All right. Thanks.
You were just talking about the server and getting it subpoenaed.
Yes.
Just quick thought. You think that really do any good? I thought these leftist Democrats were getting real good at bleach pitting and smashing things with hammers.
Well, there is that, but in fact, all of that equipment should have been subpoenaed a long time ago.
Oh yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
And there's no excuse for it not having been. And you know, they do, the Capitol Police do have their hands on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop. But that's like having your hands on one document and you're seeking a whole stack of them. So
I think our guys are just getting started on it though.
I think you're right too, but believe it or not, evidently the server that had been smashed by Imran Awan, the Pakistani, the FBI has been able to retrieve some information from it. So with their forensic expertise, it does not guarantee, just if you simply smash it, that that will prevent them from getting something out of it. But you better be prepared that they're going to try to prevent the FBI from getting any information, that's for sure.
I have a question, since I've got two experts, one on the line and one across the desk from me.
Well, what about me? Well, I thought you were talking about Jeff. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Didn't they subpoena the Rose Law Firm bills from Hillary?
Yeah.
And they were never found.
I understand.
Yeah. But they did find them eventually, her desk. But what came of that?
Well, unfortunately, nothing. But the server and all of these other computer devices, whether it's laptops, telephones, whatever, they're going to hold a lot more information than those billing records held. All right.
If we ever get them.
Well, they got to subpoena them first. You got to start somewhere. All right, Roger. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks. Y'all have a blessed evening.
And the same to you. The same to you, brother. And by the way, with all of these assaults on the president, and at the point that we're at now where we don't really know who, even in his inner circle, is loyal to him or not, I encourage you folks once again to pray for the president and pray for our country, because there are people out there who would do this president harm, no matter what that means for the country and the world. And we just need to pray for the man, because it's obvious that there are people in elite positions who are going to extraordinary lengths to nullify what we did last year when we elected President Trump. And we've got to do everything that we can and to make sure that that doesn't happen. And just like we prayed hard, and I know you did, and I know we did, we prayed real hard, and we had faith, and God came through for us. So we just need to keep doing that. We can't let up. We gotta keep our support. We gotta keep our cheerfulness. We gotta keep our wits about us, and we gotta keep our faith in God going. And the best way to do that is to continue to pray, and ask for His protection, and ask for the protection for the president. Because I guarantee you, somewhere along the way, somebody is going to try to physically take him out. I'm not saying somebody in his inner circle or something like that. But there are people out there who want this man gone. And I mean gone as in the big gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're not afraid to say it, a lot of them.
No.
And even in there are subtle things like that Kathy Griffin with the head thing. You know, the message is very clear. The message is very clear here. And so God listens, and he's got his plan, but we want him to know that we're willing to be there to help him carry it out, and we want his protection. He'll appreciate it, I guarantee you. All right, we still got another hour to go, and I hope you'll be with us. We're going to bring in the divas in the next hour of the show. Sunny from California and Kathy from Orlando, O-Town. That's right. All right, and don't forget, please follow us on Facebook and like us there if you do. Tell us why if you don't. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And don't forget to please download the free Answer Orlando app. That way you can listen to us on your smart device anywhere, anytime. We'll be back.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Time for hour number three of the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. All right, still got Aubrey Kahn in the studio with me, Christopher.
Why?
I don't know. Still got Aubrey Kahn in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. Kathy Santomassino has joined us in the studio. And don't forget to please join us on Facebook. She does a lot of hard work there. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. And coming to us live from California is Sunny. That's our California gorgeous lady of wrestling, Patricia Summerlin. How you doing there, Sunny?
Hi, Chris. Doing good. How are you?
Excellent.
Hi, Aubrey. Hi, Kathy.
There.
Excellent, but it's hot as a fox in a forest fire here. I'm telling you what, it's one of those long, hot summer days here in Central Florida.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's been a bit muggy up here. We had some rain showers and thunderstorms. It was an interesting week.
Yeah.
Now it's just warm, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, let's talk about ice then for a minute.
No.
That's what you put in your drink, right?
No, let's talk about the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Yes. You know, Sacramento is a sanctuary city, as is San Francisco, and I think Jerry Brown has talked about making all of California a sanctuary state. Well, the Justice Department has said that they're going to start exacting penalties from sanctuary cities. So Sacramento decided to do a exacting some punishment of their own. So they kicked the ICE agents out of their offices in Sacramento. First of all, what do you think about it? And is this at all controversial in California?
No, I think it's wrong, honestly. I mean, you know what? Right now, what everyone's talking about is Trump and the missiles, honestly.
You mean North Korea?
Kind of, yeah.
North Korea.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Vincent was on a roll this morning. We were walking. I was walking with Bernie, the inventor of my squat master, if you will, that I have. And we're all three taking a walk. And, you know, Vincent is definitely not a Trump supporter. As you know, he was for Bernie.
Right.
So, oh boy, he just opened up a whole thing this morning. It just became a debate about 2 hours long, back and forth, because he's pretty brutal on the health care issues.
Right.
And, yeah, it became ugly. And, you know, sometimes people get heated in these things. But he seems to think that Trump, that's it. Trump will be impeached. He's out of here. He's done. And we're just looking at, me and Bernie are like, well, yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think so, Vincent. You know, but hey, you have your entitlement to your opinion on all these issues, you know. But, he's pretty big on that. He seems to think Trump is all about himself and he's nothing but a liar and, you know.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute because, you know, there are a lot of couples out there that are having a lot of problems because one or the other of them supports Trump. Now, there is a couple in Miami. We were watching TV last night. There's a couple in Miami that are getting a divorce. He is evidently in politics in the Miami area, and she was a big Trump supporter. Now, that's a big liberal area down there now. And they were getting a lot of grief from their friends and his supporters and stuff that how can you be married to a Trump supporter? They're going to get a divorce.
Well, following in the footsteps of Mancini, right?
Mancini.
Yeah,
that guy from New York.
Oh,
that,
Scaramucci,
Mancini. Pasta's pasta, right?
Yeah, that was the other way around. The wife is a big Democrat.
Divorcing her hubby because he went to work for the Trump administration for 10 days.
You know, you kind of expect a little bit of this right after an election, right? But usually the tempers kind of settle down and everybody kind of grows accustomed to things a little bit. That just, and given what you just said, that doesn't seem to be happening this time, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, given 6 months, let's give him 6 months in office, you know, there's still ugliness. There's a lot of haters on Trump still. Very, very. They think he's just a joke from his tweets. They just think that he's ready to push the button on the nuclear. He said any minute he could just blow us up, and his ego, he would not think twice. You know, would he go boom or will he go bang is what Vincent says. Will he say, oops, I made a mistake? Will he say, I'm sorry? Because he says you never hear the man ever say he makes a mistake or that he's sorry.
Yeah.
We must be talking about Obama.
Going to say I can't recall President Obama nor President George W. Bush being much on the apologies either. It's just sort of a no.
It's a non-presidential thing.
In politics,
right?
in politics in general. The thinking is if you're apologizing, it means you admit you...
It's a sign of weakness.
Right. So it's just sort of the last resort. But Trump has said, matter of fact, in interviews that he has had regrets. There are things that he would have done different. I don't know that he used the word "I'm sorry," but the bottom line is that the people who hate Trump are going to continue to hate him, and they're going to continue, I feel, to be disappointed, because impeachment's a big step. And it's not, if something like that were to happen, it's not going to happen right away.
Well, what are the grounds for impeachment? That's what I'd like to know.
There aren't any.
And
at this moment in time.
Not necessarily, no. That's exactly right. I mean, but...
That won't stop the Democrats from trying if they become the majority in the House.
Right. But part of the problem is that no one ever expected Trump to win in the first place. And so the thinking is that the Russians or somebody had to help. There, you know, it couldn't have happened in a fair fashion. There's no way he could have been beaten by Hillary Clinton, when in fact he did. I mean, and it was a fair election. But it's unfortunate, and hopefully people will get over it, not entirely, but at least to where they don't become overly argumentative with their friends or divorce their spouses because of it. But, you know, it is, you know, when it comes to politics, there's a lot of hypocrisy that goes on. And when people just get way off on the deep end, it's hard to bring them back in. And truth oftentimes just doesn't seem to have any weight with them. You know what I'm saying, Sonny?
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Well,
so with these federal immigration agents now, they're told to stay away from all offices where state investigators weigh claims about underpaid employees and the workplace. So that's interesting. So they're turning away the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents.
Right.
Unless they have warrants, mind you, because if they have warrants, they can't.
Right. If they have federal warrants. But what they're doing is they're turning them away to make it difficult for them to do their everyday duties.
Right.
So there's going to be, you know, a showdown, and I can understand, you know, that people get caught up in the politics of it. But when you're talking about cities not allowing federal agents to do their job, that's going to a different level there. That's pushing the brink of law and order.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, certainly it is going to, you know, come to a head one way or another, because the Trump administration is not going to back down, and it doesn't look like these sanctuary cities officials are willing to back down either. So,
well, personally, I wish we could get a new governor.
You and me too.
I'd like to see go.
Well, I think he can't run for re-election, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he's going to be
he's
going to be there for a little while longer. But
yeah, unfortunately, gosh knows what he's going to do there.
Yeah, sure enough. But speaking of hypocrisy, for instance, all right, we have a colleague. He's a Salem radio host. His name's Dennis Prager, and he is he's a very learned individual. He does what I call the more intellectual shows, but he's a very smart guy. It turns out he's also an accomplished, although amateur, orchestra conductor.
Right.
And what he does is he will conduct an orchestra, and it'll be like a special event, a special night, Dennis Prager conducting the so-and-so orchestra, and the proceeds from these events go to various charities. Oftentimes, the charity is the orchestra itself. And he's going to conduct the Santa Monica Symphony on August the 16th. Two of the violinists are UCLA professors, and they are objecting to his conducting the orchestra. And this is the interesting thing about it. Their objections is they say this is not about partisanship. It's about
politics.
It's about decency and respect for diversity and tolerance.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah,
they're trying to derail the upcoming event. And they're trying to stop people from even attending due to this, because they're calling him a horribly bigoted person.
Right.
He stands his position because he is for traditional marriage.
Yep.
He opposes to open borders.
Right.
Yeah, he's conservative.
Yeah, but why is it that the liberals...
And they said unless he's a public speaker and he's speaking at these events, we don't want him.
But why is it that liberals can tell everyone that they are bigoted and close-minded they don't agree with what the Democrats are spouting?
Yeah, but I want to point out the irony here. See, let's assume for a moment that he is what they say.
Yes.
Let's say that he is bigoted.
Okay.
Okay? Doesn't tolerance mean that you tolerate that?
Only if they agree with you.
Well, see, that's intolerance, you see.
Not if you're a Democrat.
See, they want to have respect for diversity and tolerance, and yet they are showing a lack of respect for diversity and being intolerant.
It's only diversity and tolerance if you agree with what they are saying. Now, Sonny, I've got a question or seven for you.
By the way, as it is now, the performance is still on.
Still on.
Yeah.
Right.
Sonny,
yeah,
where is Weaverville in California?
Where's what? Excuse me?
Weaverville.
Oh, my gosh. You've got me. Is that near Chico?
I have no idea. But the reason why I'm asking is because toxic waste from illegal marijuana farms in the forests there are starting to alarm experts.
Hi, caramba.
Wow. Hmm.
Yes.
Toxic waste from marijuana farms. I'd have to check into that one.
It's not anywhere near me, that's all I know.
Right.
And pesticides that are polluting the cannabis crops. And they're going to the dispensaries, and people are ingesting these chemicals.
It's not the crops that they...
This is the illegal crops.
This is the illegal farming in the middle of these natural forests. And California accounts for 90% of the illegal U.S. marijuana farming, much of which is exported to other states from thousands of sites hidden deep inside forested federal lands.
Well, that's just another reason why it should be legalized. so you don't have all that illegal growing going on out there.
No, listen, it's not illegal. It's on federal lands.
That's right.
It's on federal land, yes. Exactly.
Whatever laws they make for us, the federal government exempts themselves from.
Okay.
It's interesting out there. Or unincorporated parts, as we say, because there's plenty in San Diego. It's off the beaten path. I happen to know somebody very well. And they're legalized.
The fertilizers and pesticides that they're using illegally have so corrupted the soils that exposure to this has sent 5 law enforcement officers and 2 suspects to hospital with skin rashes, respiratory problems, and other symptoms.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to California.
They should go
home of the free.
They should grow hydroponically, I guess, right? Hey, Sonny.
Yeah, indoors might be safer, but again, you still have to use soil. You know, I mean, my friend used natural from the dirt.
Yeah.
The natural home safe, you know, organic grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I guess there's a lot of people out there that are trying to take the less, I don't know, is it the easier way or less cost effective or more
profitable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's scary though, because here you think you're going to save cancer with this stuff, and instead you get breathing problems, you get asthma, you get who knows from that?
Right.
God, that sounds horrible.
Right.
Doesn't sound fun to me. Well, it's a good thing I don't smoke pot and can't do that. No.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Oh, you're very welcome. No, I would be really...
How's the... before we let you go, how's the GLOW series going? Still going?
Well, we're going into the second season, and like I was telling Jeff, I sure hope that they have some wrestling in the second season. You know, it's not about us. It's supposed to pay homage to GLOW. But everything you're watching there, none of that happened in the 80s with us. And we just wish them luck. And it's helping us, like I said. We're out there more. GLOW is glowing everywhere because we are the original GLOW girls. So everything that's out there about us, it can't hurt us unless they're, and even if they're slandering us, like pretty much in the show, they're making our producer or director, rather, like a cocaine head,
Right.
And that. all the silliness there. None of that happened. So, you know, it doesn't, it's not hurting us. We're just kind of laughing. We're kind of going, okay, well, that's kind of funny. Where is this going? Where's the storyline going? You know, where are they taking it? We don't know.
See, they need y'all to help them write the storylines.
Oh, well, but they're great writers. They're just on the edge.
Right.
You know,
right.
Liz Flaheve, all of them. They did Weed, speaking of marijuana, the Weed series.
Right.
I mean, what an, I loved it. I watched every single show. I thought she was just a badass woman, you know, but I didn't get it. I'm like, is this for real, really?
Right.
A woman, you know, holding down all this weed and she's, you know, fighting the cartel and she's doing all this is the writers on GLOW. So, you know, who knows where this is going? And, of course, there's going to be drugs and there's going to be sex. And it's like, wait a minute, we were a family television, you know, we were family TV. We had children in our audience.
Right.
They loved us. We were the superheroes. That show is nowhere near.
Right.
You know, so, again,
well,
I guess we'll have April on, as Jeff said, and she's got her take. I read her interview, and that was, you know, very nice because she also spoke up in the right manner about us and how it really is and how it's definitely not GLOW.
Well, one thing is it has certainly brought people's attentions back to GLOW. And
Absolutely. As
they say, you know, publicity is never bad as long as they spell your name right.
That's right. And even if they do that, hey, you know, Sunny, you can't. Sunny's everywhere. I'm always out there.
Right.
And guess what? We're going to Wisconsin August 26th. So if anyone's listening out there, come join myself and Roxy Astor at Rubicon, Wisconsin, at an event with Jake the Snake Roberts. And we're actually going to be managing Kia to the ring. How about that? Now, Kia is the actress in the GLOW Netflix.
Right. Yeah.
So this should be fun.
Yeah, I bet it will be.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's August 26th in Wisconsin, you said?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. You have a great week. We'll talk at you next week.
Thank you. You as well. And bye, Aubrey. Bye, Kathy. Have a wonderful, blessed week.
And stay away from what was that place?
Weaverville.
That's right. Where you get the fever. All right.
I'm going to check that out.
Get the fever in Weaverville. All right. Thanks
just
a lot, Sonny.
Tell everyone to stay far away.
That's it.
God bless.
All right. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
And we'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for some odd stories. Not that what we always talk about around here isn't kind of odd anyway. But we'll be coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And don't forget, please visit their store in Windermere or the Winter Park Village or in Sanford at the big mall up there. Tell them you heard about them on the American Adversaries. Check out one of the sleep systems and come home with a free, I dare say again, free $139 retail value pillow for your bed. We'll be right back.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under? Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage
advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Going to kind of have a short segment, but we'll get started with Sunday's odd stories. Kathy Santomassino's got them right now for you.
I do. Well, we all know a dog is a man's best friend, but this next dog is a superhero. A pair of girls exploring Utah's mountains were struck by lightning, both of them now, but were able to be rescued thanks to the quick thinking of their dog. The girls, ages 8 and 16, were on a camping family reunion when they decided to do a bit of exploring on Friday morning. The Beaver County Sheriff's Office said they took an ATV into the Beaver Mountains near Big Flat with the dog in tow. They hopped off to walk around, and upon returning to the ATV, both were struck by lightning. Gosh, what are the odds, huh? Anyway, the dog trotted back to camp to find the family, which followed the pup to the unconscious girls. The sheriff's office said that they received the emergency call about 10:45 a.m. Both girls were taken to the hospital by helicopter. The sheriff's office reported the 8-year-old is in critical condition and the 16-year-old in serious but stable condition. Well, you may want to consider writing your own obituary.
That dog's name, Lassie or Ren 1010?
Well, either one.
Yeah, all right.
But you may want to consider writing your own obituary when you hear this next story. A North Carolina newspaper ran a mean-spirited obituary last month about an 82-year-old great-grandmother's allegedly complicated past, and now her son is claiming the accusations are not true. The family is now searching for the writer responsible for stating that the late Cornelia June Rogers Miller had a lifelong drug addiction and that her presence will not be missed by many. June Miller died in February, and the obituary in question was published 4 months after her death on June 27th. The whole thing is just sad, June's son Robert Miller said. It's really sad that they don't have anything better to do. A portion of the obituary reads, "Drugs were a major love in her life, as June had no hobbies, made no contribution to society, and rarely shared a kind word or deed in her life. Please let June Miller's life be a cautionary tale. Addiction and hatred are not good for the living. We speak for the majority of her family when we say her presence will not be missed by many. Very few tears will be shed, and there will be no lamenting over her passing." And this almost sounds like something Don Rickles would write, but we know he predeceased
June. Who wrote
June.
It?
It almost sounds like something Don Rickles.
You got to talk. Who wrote it?
We don't know. It's anonymous. But doesn't it sound like something Don Rickles would do in a comedy routine?
Yeah, but I mean, the newspaper usually doesn't write obituaries anymore. I mean, you have to pay for it to be put in there.
Right.
So I'd be wondering who paid to put that in there. Obviously.
A mean relative or somebody that was probably disinherited from her estate or something.
I see. By the way, Weaverville, according to Sunny, is up north and near Chico. Where she said, maybe, is that near Chico? So I guess she was right. All right, write your own obituary or you're going to get something maybe you wouldn't want to have.
Maybe just
be nice to me, Chris.
All right, stick around for more of the American Adversaries. We're coming back up on the other side of this short break.
There's too much confusion.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has skipped a dinner in the Philippines for foreign ministers that North Korea's top diplomat attended. According to Tillerson's public schedule, he was due to dinner at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations gathering in Manila. An aide says that after a productive first day, Tillerson has taken time to prepare for the second day. Israel says it plans to ban Qatar's flagship Al Jazeera News Network from operating in the country. It is joining regional Arab states that shut down the broadcaster amid allegations that it incites violence. Communications Minister Ayub Kara says that he plans to revoke the press credentials of Al Jazeera journalist. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren won't face voters for more than a year, but the broad outlines of the effort to unseat the Massachusetts Democrat are taking shape. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. And for a limited time, receive up to 70% off during Relax and Comfort's Comfort Air clearance sale going on now. But hurry, when they're gone for good. Relaxandcomfort.com, 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz, if you can take it.
All right, thanks for staying with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Armed American Radio coming up next at 8 o'clock, but we still got a half hour to go, so let's get right back to some of those Sunday odd stories with Kathy Santomassino, along with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. Kathy.
Well, I'd love to cash in my fat for a cool $1 million. What about you, Aubrey?
I've got 100 pounds waiting for anyone who wants.
Chris doesn't have anything to cash
he's
in.
He's all skin and bones. These vegans drive you crazy.
Yeah. $1 million prize was on the line as a New York poker player bet his buddies that he could drop to 10% body fat. Well, 70 pounds later, Walter Fisher was happy to collect on the bet. I felt like I was sticking up for myself and I needed to prove something, the poker player from Queens told Inside Edition. The 36-year-old weighed about 245 pounds when the bet was made on December 22nd, 2016.
Fisher committed to shedding the weight by hitting the gym 8 to 10 hours a day and hiring Los Angeles-based personal trainer Chris DeVecchio for guidance. For me, the most important thing at that moment was to show myself that I'm capable of this type of goal and I could complete it, Fisher said. He and DeVecchio began with a full analysis of Fisher's lifestyle, finding ways to change his food intake, workouts, and social habits. Although money was on the line, DeVecchio quickly realized that money wasn't Fisher's only driving force in his fitness journey. He was also doing it for his family and his health. Even before the very end of the bet, he had come to me and said, I don't even care if we win the money because I already feel like I won, DeVecchio said.
It took a bet for him to...
Well,
yeah.
Whatever it takes to jumpstart the diet,
family.
Right?
Nah.
On June 22nd, Fisher officially earned the title of winner, losing 70 pounds and proving his poker buddies wrong. Now Fisher weighs a slim 185 pounds and hopes to add some muscle mass with DeVecchio still by his side. Along with the $1 million, Fisher says he's also gained a new friend, attitude and lifestyle. My life has completely changed. I see the world differently, Fisher said about his challenge. I am standing in line for this challenge. Who wants to put up $1 million?
You know what? I'm not surprised that his buddy, he's got this new buddy Vecchio. Because Vecchio wants his portion of the $1 million.
I'm sure he gave it.
And he did it for his family. Oh,
yeah, really. Well, this next story sounds like that story from Weaverville. Have you heard of this? The largest cannabis companies in the U.S. bought an entire town in hopes of constructing a marijuana mecca. Arizona-based company American Green Inc. announced it purchased the town of Nipton, California.
Nipton, the butt.
California.
With
yeah.
plans to convert the area into a marijuana-friendly tourist outpost. We thought that showing that there was a viable means of having a cannabis-friendly municipality and further making it energy independent could be a way of really inspiring folks to say, what can't we do or why can't we do that here? Project manager Stephen Sheeran told Bloomberg News. The company purchased the 120-acre property, which includes a general store, hotel, school building, and mineral baths for about $5 million and plans to spend an additional $2.5 million to improve the town's infrastructure and expand the solar energy plant. Sheeran said American Green hopes the town will be, hold on a minute.
Marijuana free.
I love when my computer does this. Anyway, Sheeran said American Green hopes the town will be able to provide more flexible, business-friendly local marijuana regulations than other areas where marijuana is legal. Plans for the town include a facility produce and bottle water infused with CBD, a cannabis component that does not produce a high, as well as CBD-infused mineral baths, cannabis stores, and artist-in-residence programs. The gold rush built the city, Sheeran said. The green rush can keep it moving the way people envisioned it years ago.
City, 120 acres, got a few buildings on it. They call that a city?
And it's going to be probably the highest city on earth, right?
Yeah, certainly. Not geographically speaking, but otherwise, yes.
Well, it was a week for eagle rescues, as the next two stories reveal. Wildlife officials in Florida said they rescued a young bald eagle found with a bad case of poisoning in the trash at a waste facility. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said Wednesday the juvenile eagle was discovered by staff at the waste disposal facility and summoned wildlife biologists to the scene. The FWC biologists were able to capture the eagle in a net and take it to the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, which was able to transfer the ailing bird to an animal clinic. The eagle, which was suffering from a form of poisoning, was later transferred to the Eye of the Eagle Wild Sanctuary, where it will be rehabilitated for eventual release, the FWC said. And then there was a lobster boat crew in Maine that rescued a one-eyed eagle they spotted swimming near the boat in the Atlantic Ocean. John Chipman Jr., who shared photos and videos of
the... Wait a minute.
What?
An eagle swimming in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, there's a video...
Eagles do swim.
There's a video to prove it, Chris.
The eagles have been found to swim.
Remind me to send you the YouTube video.
I've seen it in rivers.
Okay.
He's learning a lot tonight. Anyway, John Chipman Jr. who shared photos and videos of the eagle on his Instagram account, said he and his crewmate spotted the one-eyed raptor doing a breaststroke, of all things, water near their boat July 27th. Chipman said he and his fellow fishermen used a raft made from a personal flotation device, some plywood and rope, to fish the eagle out of the water. The video shows the soggy eagle is eventually able to take off and fly away. I will send you that video, Chris. True, it did happen. Police arrested an Iowa man after he allegedly stole a one-of-a-kind car and tried to disguise it by covering it in black paint.
Oh
boy, the car's owner, Marshall County Supervisor Steve Salasek, said he noticed the yellow 1966 Ford GT40 replica was missing when he tried to take it out of storage on Tuesday. I went to get it out of the storage shed, and it was gone, Salasek said. It wasn't there. Police arrested Patrick Allen Chamberlain on Thursday after he was spotted driving the car, which he apparently attempted to disguise by painting it black. It was painted black, looks like, with a roller, but otherwise undamaged, Salasek said. Marshalltown Police Chief Michael Tupper said residents spotted bits of the car's original yellow color sticking through the crude paint job and helped police track it down. Are you believing this? I don't know what this car is worth.
You probably try to use a brush.
Well, a roller is what the owner said. Tupper added that even with the drastic paint job, the rare GT40 would be a hard sight to miss in the neighborhood. It was a very unique car, and I feel pretty comfortable saying it was probably the only car like this in Marshall County, maybe in the central Iowa area, he said. Chamberlain was charged with theft, possession of a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and several traffic offenses. And police are also investigating whether or not he painted the car himself. Salasek said he hoped to restore the car to its original glory after the strange incident. And I wonder if this guy lives in the town of Weaverville in California.
I have no idea. I have a question for Chris.
What's that?
Have you ever eaten at the Handsome Her Eatery?
The what?
Handsome Her Eatery.
No,
It's a vegan cafe.
No, I have not. Mm-mm.
There's something very interesting about it.
What is it?
It's run by two
meat eaters,
feminists, and they are using this to address the gender pay gap. They are charging men 18% more than they're charging women for their meals.
I can't wait to go there.
Oh boy.
Hey, Corona.
Another one in Australia.
In Australia.
All right. This next story is cute and it's amazing because it's about art imitating life.
All right.
A Texas calf is capturing the internet's attention after side-by-side photographs showed its uncanny resemblance to KISS rocker Gene Simmons. Drew Taylor, who runs Texas marketing company Hill Country Visitor, posted a photo to Facebook showing the calf, which bears markings on its face that strongly resemble Simmons' makeup while in his KISS stage persona, the Demon. The calf also has her tongue hanging out, a trademark look for Simmons. Taylor said the calf, dubbed Jeannie, was born on a Kerrville farm owned by a steakhouse employee. Taylor said, I didn't realize how uncanny the comparison was until a friend put the two pictures side by side. I said, can I have that picture? Can I use it? The calf has come to the attention of Simmons, who tweeted out a link to a story about the calf, along with the comment, this is real, folks. Taylor said Jeannie's owners have decided she will become a mascot for the steakhouse instead of someone's steak dinner. And by the way, all you KISS fans, do you know what Gene Simmons' real name is?
It's Zach something or something like that.
It is Chaim Weitz, or Weitz, depending on if you pronounce the E-I-Y or we.
You pronounce the long sound of the second letter. So it's, how do you spell it?
W-E-I-T-Z.
Then it's Weitz.
Okay, Weitz.
Right.
And I think you pronounce Chaim Keim.
Keim.
There you go.
C-H-A-I-M.
Keim. By the way, a little trivia question for you. Do you know why Kiss uses all the face paint and all the costuming and everything?
Because they're so damn ugly.
No. No. I'll tell you why on the other side. No, that isn't it either. I'll tell you why on the other side of the break.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate, and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hey, y'all, this is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The answer, these guys pile drive liberal baloney.
Okay, welcome back to the show as we wind up our Sunday evening 3-hour American Adversaries Classic Tour and get ready to hand it off to Mark Walters and Armed American Radio. Real quick, if you go to DonaldJTrump.com, that's DonaldJTrump.com, that's the official website where you can get Trump merchandise like those Make America Great Again hats. They got mugs, they got shirts, they got everything, and it's 75% off for 48 hours. All right, sale started this afternoon. So if you want some of those Trump items, here's your chance to get them for 75% off at DonaldJTrump.com. In the meantime, we got some more oddness for you.
Well, this next story, I think you'll get a kick out of, Chris. Well, we're all pretty fed up about the Obamacare repeal and replace bill, but this next guy is taking it to the next level. A Republican donor is sick over the GOP's inability to repeal Obamacare, and now he wants his bucks back. Former New Hampshire attorney Bob Hegman, 70, has filed a lawsuit demanding that the Republican Party return his GOP donations
a week after John McCain cast the deciding vote against a bill to repeal and replace the ACA. In the suit, Hegman accuses the party of fraud and racketeering, saying it raised money on the promise of repealing the health care law while knowing it wouldn't be able to overturn the ACA. The GOP has been engaged in a pattern of racketeering which involves massive fraud perpetrated on Republican voters and contributors, as well as some independents and Democrats, the suit said. The lawsuit names as defendants the Republican National Committee, Virginia National GOP committee members Morton Blackwell and Cynthia Dunbar, the Republican Party of Virginia, and State Party Chairman John Whitbeck. Anyway, what do you think, Chris? Do you think this is
not going anywhere? It's, I mean, if you could sue a politician for lying to you, there wouldn't be
any politician.
We'd all be on the train.
That's right. There'd be nothing but court cases. No, that's ridiculous.
Anyway, that's SOS News for Sunday, August 6th.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff. And by the way, the reason why Kiss started painting their faces and stuff is because one of the band members, and I believe it was Paul Stanley, although I might be wrong about which band member, it wasn't Gene Simmons, but one of the band members was terribly stage frightened, couldn't go on stage in front of people,
right. But
put the face paint on, no problem. No problem whatsoever. That's why they all started wearing the face paint.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So
with those figures, though.
That I don't know. I think they just started playing around with it, and it gave them a whole new personality, and it really distinguished them as an act. You know, there's one thing when it comes to playing music. It's one thing to be a good musician. It's a whole other thing to have a good act.
Yeah, and you know right? What? I think it was a gimmick because a lot of the performers, including Gene Simmons, said he never thought the band was going to be so successful.
Well, most entertainers, I mean, if they're honest, probably say that. But it wasn't a gimmick as much as it was a way to this, I believe it said Paul Stanley, for him to get over his stage fright and be able to actually go on stage and play in front of people. And it was kind of like it wasn't him anymore. It was somebody else.
Right, his alter ego.
Right. And that way he could cope with it. And they made something out of it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, one of the best concerts I ever saw was, and I believe it opened with Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Oh,
They used to open for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it was Atlanta Rhythm Section or somebody. And then it was Kiss. And then Bob Seger was the main line act, right? And Simmons has also talked about how a lot of the mainline acts, they'd have Kiss as an opening act, and they'd soon get rid of them because they would put on a better show.
Right.
And Seger wasn't that way. But I tell you what, that was one heck of a concert because this was early in Kiss's career.
Like in the early 70s.
The early days. It was out at the old Eddie Graham Sports Complex out there on the east side of town, which my dad used to call just a big old barn, which is basically what it was.
In Union Park.
And it had bleachers on either side of it. We see the circus
wrestling there, too?
They did, indeed. They did every Monday night. And this night they had, and by the way, Led Zeppelin was out there. I believe this was like in the 60s. And they had a riot because people were trying to climb over the fence to get in. It was sold out and everything. And they had to cancel the show. And a local judge named Musinski barred concerts from Orlando for years after that. But, it was an awesome show. They had the pyrotechnics and they had the graffiti, I mean, the confetti and everything, stuff that today is, you know, ho-hum. But back then it was something else.
It was exciting.
That was before the big screens.
And old Gene Simmons would open his mouth and stick that big old long, by the way, he used a prosthetic on the end of his tongue.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
And, you just burst my bubble.
And he was spitting blood and everything. Then Bob Seger comes on, and he puts on a whale of a show. Oh, it was a great night.
What was Bob Seger's band's name? This is a trivia question.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Uh-huh.
The Silver Bullet
Band. You're
the Silver
right,
Bullet
Aubrey.
Band, that's right, because they were from the Detroit area up there. That's right. Okay. All right. You know, Christmas time, you don't want to get in front of parents, you know, or out trying to buy toys for kids, or they have those special sales at Walmart, you know, where people get into scuffles.
At Walmart, you'll get trampled to death.
And don't do it at the MAC cosmetic counter at Macy's in the Orlando Fashion Square either.
Why?
Because
there are mad women out there wanting to buy cosmetics.
No, they wanted their free lipstick. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And they just about caused a riot. Don't get between women and their free lipstick.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I'd known about that one.
Oh, you should have seen on Nature Channel last night, they were talking about rendering. And how they take all these dead animals, they skin them, and then they render the meat and the bones and everything down to yellow grease and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what they use a lot of
lipstick.
It for?
Lipstick.
Yeah!
Yes, that's right.
Well, they used to use paraffin wax.
All right. So for the vegans, they use paraffin wax.
So anyway, last Saturday at the Orlando Fashion Square at the MAC cosmetic counter in Macy's, and I don't know what MAC stands for.
I don't either.
They were giving away free lipstick. The event was part of the makeup store's company-wide campaign celebrating National Lipstick Day. It gave away full tubes of lipstick to early birds willing to maneuver through the mall before the store ran out.
Now, things, what do they mean by early birds?
But things, early chicks. But things got ugly about 12:30 p.m. when some women reportedly cut in line, ticking off those who had been waiting patiently.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
A fight broke out, and police were called to the store for a report of general disturbance.
Where's the crew from GLOW?
And was it worth the free lipstick?
The full-size tubes were only available for free while supplies lasted, leaving some empty-handed. No word yet on whether the facial redness matched the color of the lipstick.
Oh, boy.
From their anger, I guess. All right.
Ouch.
And one last one for you here. Have you seen the mermaid who is missing her house?
Huh?
Have you seen the house
that's
missing
her mermaid?
The Coast Guard says a tiny floating dock supporting a painting of a blue-tailed mermaid is now considered a derelict vessel after it bobbed across the Gulf of Mexico.
So who's Bob now?
This thing broke loose from the Keys and a dock and floated across the Gulf of Mexico and turned up outside of Louisiana, where the Coast Guard was called to come out.
Waiting for some Popeyes.
Well, those tiny houses are really popular.
That's what it was. It was a tiny house on this dock, and it had shed painted above the door and a depiction of a mermaid and a sea turtle and an octopus on the landward side.
I bet that belonged to Daryl Hannah.
The Coast Guard determined it was a derelict vessel, which means they just leave it afloat, and if somebody wants to come get it, they can. So if you're missing your Little Mermaid house, it's floating in the Gulf of Mexico, somewhere off the coast of Louisiana.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Abe Katzman and John Barros are going to be in.
It'll be more serious then.
And, of course, we'll be back here next Sunday night. And Mark Walters on Armed American Radio is getting ready to come up, and they'll be here with you live until 11 o'clock tonight. So still a lot of great radio to go right here on the Salem Media Network station. And thanks for tuning in. As I said, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Kathy works real hard to keep that up to date, and that's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio, and our website is AmericanAdversaries.com, where you, too, can be a member of the American Adversaries Army. I'll leave you with one other little tidbit of a fact. No, I won't, because we're out of time. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.